The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you were,
on.
No, bro,
come on.
You were
watch
doing the finger.
Watch the finger.
You were doing the finger.
Was
I was
freaking conductor over there.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
As everybody's saying around the studios here, every other show that is excited to have to go on break. It's our Friday. It's Friday, everybody. It's Wednesday, but it's Friday. It's like Friday, but it's a Wednesday. So happy Wednesday, Friday. My back. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. 31 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 40s.
All right.
We have a potential wet, soggy, raw Thanksgiving. Rain tomorrow, high of 41. And I don't know if you've been paying attention. The Bills do play Sunday night live here on CMF.
Yes.
Western New York could be getting slammed with snow.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know how we're looking, but apparently there is like a winter storm warning in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if you are going to the game on Sunday, just a heads up, you want to keep an eye
up
on that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wednesday, Friday, boogers. My back is killing me right now.
What'd you do?
Killing me. All right. Well, last night, big night. Big night in the Rochester sports scene. The Rochester Edge girls hockey team 14U daddy-daughter game.
Okay. The annual
skate with your kids.
Daughter-daddy game.
Yeah. So it's like you, it's like the adults play the kids.
Yeah, the dads. And we had a mom last night, dads and mom. We take on the girls. And this is something that happens.
Only hockey does.
No, there are other sports. No, once
wrestling,
it got to a certain
age,
though.
The only one I could think of was wrestling. When you had to wrestle your mom.
I was wrestling your mom.
How'd it go?
I can't say. You were saying, Kimmy?
Go! No, I was just saying, because Tommy's saying this is the only sport. And it might be, because I don't remember doing this. Like, at a certain age, the parents are out. You know what I mean?
So there are videos going around on Instagram, quick sidebar, of it's down south. This is becoming a thing, like south of the base.
Oh, the football thing?
Yes, where it's like 8U.
But those are little kids.
They are, but the parents are not. So Tommy, it's like 8U football players, right? And they're grown-ass parents, and they put them in, it's called Bull in the Ring, and you run at each other, and the parents have to tackle the kids.
Oh, really?
And some of these parents, oh my God.
Some of the moms.
They're destroying these children.
The moms are like blasting kids.
Crushing these kids. Man. It's like it's child abuse. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last night's the big game.
Yeah.
And this has been a thing, at least with the team my daughter plays on, that we've done since they started playing hockey. So, like, you know, 6U hockey.
Mm.
And it was always like, you know, it's fun. They're cute. You get out there. You bond a little bit. They get older. We are now at the age, 14U, where they can actually play hockey.
Yeah. Not so cute anymore.
So they're fast.
They're fast. They're strong. A couple of the girls are just as big as some of the dads that are out.
Because of the milk.
Yeah, it's definitely the milk.
Mm.
So because of that, our daughters, they copped an attitude.
All right.
And every parent that was in that dressing room last night before the game had their daughters talking like tons of junk to them last night, like leading up to it. My daughter included. Like for 3 days nonstop, she's just been bah 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 bah. You think you're so cool?
Where'd she get that from?
Probably her mother. Yeah. So we made a conscious decision in the room last night.
What's that?
Well, you're strategizing before the game starts. Mm. You know, we're all getting dressed, putting on our pads. And the strategy was we're going balls to the walls, pedal to the metal, right out of the gate.
For fun.
No, this is not for fun. This is for
this is for all the marbles.
Well, I mean, look, you like
all right.
Here's the fact. There are only so many more years where we even have the chance to compete.
Yes.
Right? So I'm not letting those years pass by. I'm not giving an inch.
You'll get them, Tiger.
Especially, like, if the kids were humble about it, we'll go out and have fun. They did this.
Yeah.
You did this. You gave us bulletin board material. So now you're going to pay for it.
All right.
So the plan was pedal to the metal up front because we knew we were going to run out of gas, right?
Okay.
We only had a bench of 10 guys. They got a full team.
So do you play a full game?
3 15-minute periods.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that standard for the girls?
Yeah, but just about. Yeah. So, we go out last night, and right from the opening puck drop, bang, bang. We're just burying pucks in the back of the net, smoking them, dangling them, embarrassing them, shut down defense, Tommy. Like, at one point, we had, like, a 7-goal lead in the middle of the second period.
On 13-year-old girls.
Do you, 13
do you
and
feel guilty at all about shooting
I don't
puck,
know the answer to that question, but no.
Shooting a puck as hard as you can at a girl standing in the goal?
Okay, first of all, that was very misogynistic of you.
A kid. I should say a kid. A 13-year-old kid standing in the goal.
So here's how we solved that problem. The dad goalie switched with the edge goalie. So we were shooting on a dad, and the girls were shooting on their teammate. Because,
that makes more sense.
I don't want to put a puck.
Because I was going to say, I mean, like, you're whipping these pucks at a kid, potentially.
But poor goalie Jimmy, he was getting brutalized last night.
He was getting peppered.
All right, so we crushed him.
All right.
We absolutely crushed these kids.
All right.
And the debate became afterwards, because I think some of the moms were like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because they don't understand. Like, the idea was, like, we were going to let them go out and, like, win. Like, let them go out and
just go out there to have fun.
Isn't this what this originally kind of was started as?
Well, when they're little.
No, the concept.
Of hockey?
No, of playing that daddy-daughter. It was just like a cute, fun thing. More of a photo op than now taking it as a playoff.
There are lots
game.
Of photos. Like, I got a great photo of me, like, dropping my shoulder on my daughter with the puck going around her. Couldn't touch me, man. Couldn't touch me. My feet, I was flying. Flying. No, right? I mean, no, look. Yes, if the girls understood how to handle the situation.
So you blame the girls.
It's 100%.
Well, then you got to blame the dads who raised those girls.
No, their mothers raised the girls.
Yeah.
Okay. But this big debate broke out after the game was over of letting your kid win and feel good about yourself. Or let them feel good about themselves. And I do not subscribe to that idea.
But now you're all banged up.
Well, I mean, I'm hurting.
How does that feel?
I'm a little sore.
Hurts.
But like, what?
Like, the joke's on you in the end, because they don't really care.
Oh, they cared.
They maybe cared for like a second. Now they're on to something else.
Oh, no, my daughter was really pissed off at me because the whole ride home.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, did she care
well,
that
you
she
should
lost?
Be, because your game was sad. There was one point she slashed the hell out of me. And, like, to the point where I had to, like, pull her aside and be like, if you do that again, you're going to your room.
Oh, so now there's rules.
Slashing. Not cool. Look, you're going to break my wrist. No, like, I had said to her on the ice, like, you know, are you going to help mommy cook on Thursday? She goes, why? I go, because you're serving so many turnovers out here. Ow, 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 ow. Your dad's embarrassed of you.
I have a funny feeling she wasn't pissed she lost. She was pissed that her dad was being a dick.
She was being a
dick dad?
Am I a dick dad on the ice?
It sounds like it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But don't run your mouth from the beginning.
Don't run your mouth.
Dads also are notorious for cheating. So there's part of me that thinks that somewhere along the line, some dad pulled some moves.
There was no cheating.
Okay.
There was no cheating.
That's what they all say.
But it's funny, like, as the game went on, a couple of things happened. Talking about this daddy-daughter hockey game last night. My daughter plays 14-year-old girls hockey. It's an annual tradition. And we know we only have so many years left where we're going to be competitive. So we put the pedal to the metal up front, knowing we run out of gas at the end. It worked. Crushed them, right? So I told you, the goalie, the dad goalie who we were shooting on, Jimmy, he's got a son, James. And we picked up James on our team. He's like 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah. Good little hockey player.
Right.
Fast. And James, the little guy, his goal all night was to score on his dad.
That was his goal.
That was all night long. And the kid can play.
Goal was the goal.
And we're trying to set him up all night long. And just for whatever reason, James, a little guy, was snake bitten. Just couldn't find the back of the net, right? And there was the debate after the thing, too. Like, you should have let him score one.
Mm.
Which is a BS argument, because it's so much sweeter when you actually earn it on your old man.
Listen to this.
Never give an inch to your kids on this stuff. You don't.
I would just let them win.
Yeah, and that's why you're a sissy-ass bitch.
I feel like you're also under the impression that your kids were trying their hardest.
Oh, they definitely were trying their hardest.
Okay.
Here's how I could tell.
We'll just make the dads feel special today, everybody.
Let
it go.
Okay.
Throw some shots their way, but, you know, let them have this one.
You ever hang out with
They need it more than we do.
You ever hang out with a 14-year-old girl? They have zero.
14, yeah.
They have zero self-awareness. They are the most self-absorbed, obnoxious.
Yeah, not like a bunch of dads.
I love you guys. You guys made me laugh so hard. You know,
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't think a 14-year-old girl is as into this game as maybe a bunch of men in their 40s.
I have proof they were.
All right.
And it actually, because as the game went on, the girls started getting frustrating. And they started to play dirty. I told you, my daughter just brutally slashed me at one point.
Yeah.
So
is that because you were winning or because you were being annoying?
Probably both. But But I told you last year when this game happened, there's a girl that plays on the team. Her name is Callie. She is big. She is strong. She is scary. I'm scared of this girl. Scared of this girl. And I avoided her at all costs last night.
Yeah.
So the girls are down big. Clock is starting to wind down. And Callie just decides, you know what? She's taking out her frustration on somebody. And she picked the worst target of all time.
Who's that?
This is his dad, Jeff.
He's about to embarrass this dad.
No, no, no. Look, it's on Live Barn. You go find it. he is the nicest man you've ever met in your life, right? He is just a quiet, like, introspective, good dude. He's, like, a little shorter than me.
Good people.
Very skinny, like, svelte guy, right? Yeah. And Callie gets him alone on the boards. He leaves, gets rid of the puck, and she blasts him. Like, he's Wile E. Coyote into a cave, like, arms up on the glass, just hits him square in his back, like, the noise.
And you get that, like, squeaky glass sound on the way down.
Drops him. Yeah, exactly, yes. It was terrible. Like, and
this grown man.
Yeah, and, like, the poor, and, like, he's obviously not going to do anything, right? But, like, he was the one guy that you should have left alone. Like, he was not talking at all. He was just having a good time. Like, if there was one dad that was going to be like, oh,
but he was the weakest link.
I mean, I guess she saw him as that, which is just rude.
Is it awkward, though? Because I get, like, you know, throwing some jabs at your own kid. Yeah. But, like, you're also on the ice with other people's kid.
Yeah.
Is that not a little awkward?
So, I think
like, do you feel a little bit more guilty when you knock down somebody else's child?
No, if they deserve it. Let me put it like this. Kimmy, I mean, you know, like, you played travel sports growing up.
Yeah.
And, like, there were some girls that you played with for, like, 10 years.
Sure.
So, like, most of the girls on this team, my daughter has
played. Yeah, but I couldn't imagine one of their dads knocking me over.
Let me put it this way.
Like, what if she lost a tooth or something?
Yeah, right. Like, what if
she got hurt?
And especially, like, once girls get, I'm guessing, like, they're around that age now, like, you can have, like, knee injuries and stuff that'll, you know, last a while throughout their career. Like, they may have to have surgery on the, like, there's just so much that can go wrong, and you don't want a dad to cause it.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Maybe they should have thought about that before they started running their mouths before this game. Let me put it this way.
All right.
I look at all of these girls on the team like my daughter, because I've watched them all grow up since they
I
were
can
5 years
hit all
old.
Of you.
But, like,
wouldn't feel a thing.
I can't think of a dad on that team where if my daughter was doing, like, you know, her annoying stuff and he, like, you know, dropped a little shoulder.
I'm surprised there's not one dad out there that would get a little upset. Yeah. Or parent, I should say.
Because
the moms are there, too.
I would be disturbed watching this.
Oh, would you be disturbed?
It would be. If I didn't know anything, because this is something I'm not aware of until I met you.
Not sure, of your world.
So if I walked into this building not knowing nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I look out at the ice and I see a bunch of grown men checking little girls into the
okay,
class.
No, now they were checking us. We weren't checking them.
I always think, are they shooting a movie or something?
Yeah, it's called Domination Station, starring dads of the 14U Edge Girls Hockey Team.
That's really weird.
No, we weren't checking the girls. They were being mean to us. We were just trying to play hockey.
That's not the way you painted it in the beginning.
Well, no, we dominated.
Now you sound like every 14-year-old boy.
What?
We didn't do nothing.
We didn't do nothing. Look, man.
They started it.
You brought this upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We were just simply trying to play hockey.
Right.
It was very, like, Soviet Olympic team versus, like, American Olympic team, where we were playing fast and loose and, like, just put the puck in the net. They were trying to grind these.
It was, like, the early 60s in Lake Placid.
Yeah, you can't catch us.
Right.
You can't
Did
catch
you
us.
Did you just make your daughter's team the bad guys?
No, we were the Soviets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the Soviets before the U.S. beat the Soviets.
Okay.
There's a lot going on here.
All right.
Yeah, this is something no one would know if you did this.
Okay.
And I'm dying to figure out where you come down, Tommy, on this topic.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, everything that can be considered gross, you're like, oh, no.
I hate gross.
But you're also super lazy.
Yes, I am.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. In front of me right now, a new study shows there are literally no negatives to peeing in the shower.
Okay.
So before we get into this, Tommy, do you pee in the shower?
Yes.
Okay. Kimmy, are you surprised that Tommy pees in the shower?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think, like, just the way you are about germs and stuff, you don't seem...
Well, I do it into the drain.
Well, I know,
then
but...
Then hitting the walls first.
I would
By
just...
the way, with your dong, we can't be sure of that.
Yeah, I would think, like, you'd be weird about, like, stepping in it, you know what I mean?
No, you just,
like,
shoot for the drain.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, I will say this, I don't... It's never, like, something planned.
Okay.
Like, I know some people that, I got to be, I'm going
like
to do what I go to the shower. I don't do that.
Okay.
But if it hits me in the shower, I just got to go.
Okay, but you'd be grossed out if somebody else did it, though.
What do you mean? Like,
well, like your stepson like, is see, living.
Yeah, like somebody else in
yeah,
your
he's
house.
Upstairs. Yeah, yeah.
Not right now. At your house.
Yeah, yeah.
If you found out your stepson was peeing in the shower with
no, that would that would no. That
really?
Would, yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised.
Kimmy,
he's cleaning the tub.
Kimmy, do you pee in the shower?
The women can't do it.
Yeah, they
I
can.
I mean, they can.
Or why can't you? That yes,
just, yeah.
That's what it would look
what
like.
Are you straddling a drain.
I'd like to apologize to everyone watching the live stream right now.
That would be weird.
Nobody is ever going to Three Heads Brewing ever again.
I mean,
like we have the luxury of peeing wherever we want. Women don't.
No, that's not true. Women can pee wherever they want.
They can't.
It's a little bit more difficult, but we can
gotta
pull
be a
it
lot
off.
More difficult, man.
No, you just squat.
Yeah, I get it.
Can you pee in the shower?
I have, but I'm not a regular shower peer.
Okay. So 6 in 10 Americans.
Because you could pee standing up, technically.
That's what I'm saying.
You just said.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would think you'd
it's
have
all
to
go
practice.
Into the same drain.
I would think women would have to practice a little bit.
Okay. So 6 in 10 Americans admit they pee in the shower occasionally. Mm. 1 in 5 Americans say they pee in the shower every time they get in. And interesting.
Well, some
so
that's people like it makes them have to go to the bathroom.
The water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I get. But that sounds like if I have to pee and I'm getting ready to take a shower, I'm just going to pee in the shower.
I kind of do that.
I don't do that. I'll take a whiz in the
You
toilet.
Think that makes you better?
Yes.
Why?
It just does.
You're still peeing in the shower sometimes. It's the same pee.
Now I'm going to tell a story that's been told like a gazillion times across the street and on this station.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all in the old show at the JCC, the Jewish Community Center, and we were all taking a sauna.
Okay.
So all these fat, gross guys are in there. Taking a song.
And you guys had worked hard doing, you know, 30 minutes of radio in 6 hours. So.
Crammed into 6 hours. Wheeze gets up, drops towel, and pees into the drain at the sauna at the JCC.
It had to smell so bad.
Oh, it does. It's like
that, the aroma of that is the problem.
Whiz.
Yeah. Ugh, that's disgusting.
And that was gross. Like, even the gross, because we were a bunch of just disgusting, perverted, foul-mouthed people, everybody was grossed out by it. And he didn't see anything wrong in it.
Okay. So, interestingly enough, with the 6 in 10 Americans admitting they pee in the shower occasionally, 1 in 5 say they do it every time. The younger you are, the more likely you are to admit to being in the shower. Because, by the way, I don't believe that only 6 in 10 Americans occasionally pee in the shower. I don't know why you'd lie.
Okay, but I will say, I know people, and I feel like I'm kind of one of these people, I have a hard time peeing in water.
Like
water. Like if I'm on a boat, you know, like you gotta like, you know, dip yourself
in.
I can't. I can't go. And I don't know if it's a mental thing or a physical thing, but I have a really hard time making myself go to the bathroom.
To me, that was the most natural, but like back when I was a kid, you know, swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
It felt so comfortable to just whiz and swim.
Like
no matter how bad I have to go, my body's like, nope, we're not gonna do this here.
So you got a little bladder shame.
But only when
bladder
I'm in
shy.
Water.
Bladder shy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Because some guys have that.
Yeah. No, we work with some of them.
Yes. I know.
252 WCMF. Again, a new study shows there are literally no negatives to peeing in the shower. So let's get into the actual study. So health-wise, they say the water washes the urine away immediately.
Yeah,
so
it does.
Not going to hurt your skin. No big deal. There was this old wives' tale that said it can hurt a woman's pelvic floor if you pee standing up.
It does.
It was what was said. Oh. Doctors say that's not true as long as you're not straining while you're doing it.
All right.
That's what that would sound like. And home-wise, plumbers say that urine mixed with that much water doesn't do anything to damage the pipes that carry the water out of the shower.
Why would it hurt the pipes?
So I'll read you a quote. There is
scrubbing my ass. That goes down there.
Well, you're not taking a dump and like pushing it through the holes.
No, but there is some dumpage residue on my butt.
Not even. But why would?
Bro, I got a Harry Can like you do, man.
Harry Can, one of my favorite Catskills comedians.
He killed. God, I miss him.
No, you're not. How much?
I wish I could call him right now.
How much poop
but
do you?
Unfortunately, I can't.
Why is that?
Oh, I lost his number.
Okay.
I guess I could probably look it up on Facebook.
Oh, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, he's dead.
That's such a Harry Can joke. How much poop residue is on the hair?
Sometimes I surprise myself. Sometimes I think I got a clean can.
World's worst pinata.
But don't you? You're the same way. I mean,
not that bad.
Like my crevice is hairy.
Every once in a while, I'll find a rogue piece of quinoa in there, but that's about it.
No, I get little, not a lot, but there's a couple of giblets.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks are waiting patiently. Let's talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy, how are you, buddy?
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, this was a topic of conversation in the house, in my house, like 2 weeks ago. We were all sitting on the table, and my nephew looks at me, and he's like, dude, do you pee in the shower? And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, do you pee in the shower? I go, absolutely not. There's a toilet bowl right next to the shower. If I need to pee, I get out of the shower and I pee in the toilet bowl.
So you're a bitch that doesn't pee in the shower.
I do not urinate in the shower.
Wait, so you mid shower, you're soaped up, you get the urge, you got to rinse off, towel
I'm
off,
jumping
walk
out
over
that shower, and I'm letting her loose in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, but you're like getting water all over the floor.
But that's you know what? I'm gonna take my towel that I wash my or dry my body off with. I'm gonna wipe the floor up when I'm done, Tommy.
No, but see, that's gross because you're getting pee on
well,
the
no,
towel.
But then you're going to throw the towel
in
the
wash.
Yeah,
but there's still a little bit of pee in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and when I put my towels in the wash, I put a little couple capfuls of bleach, so it's not like I'm just, you know.
No, you're the weird one, bro. I'm sorry. Look,
that's
I hate
a lot of work to take a whiz.
But listen, though, I'm serious. This is that's a serious conversation because, like, yeah. I want to know everybody. I want to know,
laughing.
Tommy, you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody does.
Yeah.
You all pee in the shower. Kimmy, you pee in the shower?
I just said I have, but I'm not a regular.
Hey, let me tell you something, buddy. Your grandmother peed in the shower.
All the time, man.
She probably did. As a matter of fact, when I was a baby, I probably peed in the shower, too, and sat in it and played in the bubbles.
Even worse,
so
even
that's
worse.
That's not even cool.
When your grandma
cool.
peed in the shower, your grandpa was into it.
Oh, my God.
I know. Sick. Not good, bro.
Was
not
he
good.
Watching?
Good morning, you guys.
Bye, Tommy.
He's like, I'm out.
Grandpa's watching.
Why is that such a bothersome thing for a man? What?
Grandpa watched Grandma Wizard in the shower.
Not that. That I would get why it would bother you. I mean, the pig in the shower in general.
I maybe just, there are some people
like
that didn't know that that was a thing people did. It sounds like he was surprised to learn that people pee in the shower.
I mean, I guess to your point, right? Like, the shower is one of the most private places you'll be, so you have no idea what other people do inside it. I just don't get the idea where everything about the shower is clean.
Right.
Right? And by the when you walk out of there, it's the cleanest you will ever be. So anything you do that is dirty during the shower, the sins are washed away.
Yes. I told you when I was in military school, they just had those big-ass showers.
Yeah.
Like you would have like at any kind of like military installation, right? So you'd have a bunch of boys in there showering, peeing, getting into pee fights.
That's weird.
Well,
that's where I draw
the
line.
What?
I draw
take
the line.
One step
fight.
Too far.
I've never had a pee fight in my life.
Well, you didn't go to military school.
No, I didn't.
My father paid $5,000 a year for my boy to pee on another boy. In Atlanta, Georgia.
And Tommy's grandpa was into it. Not this Tommy. Tommy just called.
I do have to say, though, if you're going to do it early in your shower. Don't wait till the end. Because at least if you're getting it out early, the soap will like wash all of it away. You know,
great advice.
Clean like the floor of the shower. Don't wait until the last minute to do it. Because then now you're just leaving a trail.
Something to think about if you have people staying at your house for Thanksgiving.
But I mean, like you rub one out in the shower, right?
Yeah, that's harder to get down the little hole.
But I mean, like,
come on!
Like,
come
I would be—it'd be weird if I knew a guy that would rub one out in the shower, but then get out of the shower to pee. That would be so strange. That's a bridge too far, man.
The guy just called Tom. He's wiping it all up with his towel. Oh yeah, and his grandpa was watching.
Splugy towel.
Splugy towel. My favorite Italian Catskills comedian. Let's take a break. The drinkiest night of the year.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Tonight, bars across the greater Rochester area will be jam-packed with folks seeing friends and family they haven't seen in God knows how long.
Yeah.
But you don't want to stand out if you're someone that wants to go hang.
Mm.
So is there a time in your life where a night like tonight stops?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. How old is too old to go out drinking tonight?
Well, I mean, I've seen an older set. I mean, out there.
My parents have been out there.
Yeah, but I don't think your dad is a way to measure this
I don't
in
know.
Like,
they
real
were,
life.
They were, I mean, it wasn't like they were the oldest people at the bar.
Okay.
So the last time I went out and did this, my stepson's, all his buddies were in town that he went to college with.
Okay.
They're back in town. So all the parents and all the boys and their girlfriends all got together.
Wow, that sounds cool. Drinking with your mom and dad. Come on out, guys.
I thought it was weird because I've never done this.
Wow. Before. Your stepson went to Pittsford, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's on brand.
Yeah.
Come on, mom and dad. Bring your credit card. I want to hang out with you.
So, yeah, we did that 2 years ago.
So, for those who live under a rock, annually, the night before Thanksgiving is one of, if not the busiest drinking night of the year. You have the day off tomorrow, probably a long weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and family that don't live around here are all of a sudden back in town.
Right.
And those two things combine for a massive celebration and a lot of alcohol drank.
Yeah, I don't think there's an age limit.
See, it feels to me like this might be more of a young person's thing.
I think it depends on where you go.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Where did your parents go the last time they went out, Kimmy?
It's right to a couple of the bars, like right around the corner from me. So like those bars on Winton.
Oh, they wait in the Winton neighborhood. They were hanging
those
out.
Are the hipster bars.
It's older than Kimmy you think. Bars. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's
Kimmy.
It's.
Kimmy,
a,
I know Kimmy looks young, but she is yeah, withered now.
Yeah. I would say it's like a 30 and up crowd for the most part.
But that's still not even close to your old man.
No, but I mean, respect. But he's not the only one his age there. You know.
Okay, look, I asked this question for this reason. Right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks in their early 30s are starting to find this out the hard way. Mm. Being in a bar with a bunch of 20-somethings all of a sudden becomes not fun.
Yes, that would be...
Well, my dad did take a few years off after his run on a Park Ave where he lost a few teeth.
Yeah, didn't he wipe out?
He tripped on the sidewalk. And went face first, and yeah, he looked like he got beat up the next day.
But like, there was one day you are not prepared for, and it happens at some point in your 30s, where you will walk in a bar, and all of a sudden you will realize everybody's younger, and you will realize it is too loud.
This isn't for me anymore. Yeah,
it's too crowded, yes.
It's called You Too Old for the Club.
Exactly. And everybody in the bar is having a really good time, which also kind of pisses you off for some reason.
Why do you like this?
And the kids in the bar, they're not doing anything we didn't do. No. They're not doing anything wrong. Right? It's not their fault. But you don't want to put yourself in that situation.
But it's weird how your mind works. Like, because you, when you went back there in the day, you weren't paying attention to it. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, because you were in it.
We just had a mutual friend of ours come back from, he was down in Miami on business. And he went down to South Beach. And he's telling me, he says, man, there's a really young crowd down there now.
Now.
And I'm like, bro, you were down there 30 years ago. You were that age.
Right.
Like, that's what it's always been. Like, people think, like, it's, oh, this must be all 50-year-old guys now hanging out down here.
Yeah, like, don't let anybody in. I am the cutoff. Yeah. We were the coolest generation.
Yeah, no kids allowed.
But do you find, though, I guess I'm trying to think of an example. Are there some bars or areas, though, that age with the people that used to go there as young people? Like, those bars aren't necessarily cool to young people anymore, but they were cool, I guess, when you were younger.
Yes. I think you go ahead.
Well, the one I can think of in Pittsburgh is Thirsty's.
Okay.
Because it's just a hole-in-the-wall bar.
That was never, like, a cool bar, though.
No, but it was, like, a neighborhood bar.
No, but that's...
It's a dive bar.
What she's saying is, like, these were 20-year-old bars, and they aged...
But kids used to go there. But those kids have been going there now. Those guys have been going there for 40, 50 years.
Okay.
And there's still young people in there. But
yeah, Kimmy, some 40-year-olds.
Yeah, there's some guys in their mid-50s. I mean, that would be the only... And the Pittsburgh pub's kind of the same way.
Okay, you keep bringing up the Pittsburgh pub for stuff. That is
not on art night.
No, Kimmy, I think there is one place and one place only that qualifies what
you're
talking
about. Like, it was cool
about.
When we were young, and then it just everybody aged but still went to that same place and kicked out all the younger people.
But there's a specific reason why. Okay. Again, we're talking about tonight, the drinkiest night of the year, night before Thanksgiving, and the question is, can you be too old for it, right? 40, 50, 60, all of a sudden you're in a bar with a bunch of 20-somethings.
Yeah.
I think the only place in Rochester that fits your description, Kimmy, is Park Ave, and it's because of a weird situation.
The Park Ave pub.
Okay.
No, Park Ave, all of the bars
on
Park
older,
Ave.
Yeah.
The real estate on Park Ave, it used to be a semi-inexpensive place for a kid in their
squeezed out.
Yeah, 20s to go get an apartment. The way that the real estate game has worked, the crowd has gotten significantly older on Park Ave. Okay. A lot of people stayed.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only place.
It has aged with the population. Yeah,
I can't think of another place. Mm. I can't think of another bar.
I mean, are there still bars, though, on Park Ave that's... skew a little younger?
I haven't been down to Park Ave in a long time.
Right? I mean, there are a couple places we go, but... Yeah, I guess you're right, now that I'm thinking about it.
But Fairport must have a huge mix of old and young at those, because like, a lot of that entertainment went there. That they have to have a big mix. You could see a guy my age and see somebody 25 in there.
Okay, so I have not partaken in the Fairport party scene yet because I assume I'm too old for it. But I would guess that with all of the bars and breweries and everything, there are bars that are known for kids and there are bars that are known for adults.
I bet you'd be surprised at how much you see... gray heads in those bars.
Okay, you're doing something right. What's that? And you're my friend, and I love you, and that's why I'm pointing it out, okay? Mm-hmm. You are trying to sell us on you being able to fit in with a bunch of kids.
Yeah, yeah. And kids love me.
You, no, because like here's what
they
would
love
happen.
To hear my stories.
They, nope, they don't. Here's what would happen if you walked into a bar with a bunch of cool 20-somethings. Mm. They would leave.
They would want to know where I got my hat.
No. They,
and my scarf.
To make fun of where the, you got the hat. Pretty cool hat, man. Where'd you get it? You'd be like, oh, let me tell you. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay, sir. Yes, sir. If enough of yous
yes.
walk into a bar with young people.
A Tommy Invasion.
The young people leave that bar to go to the cooler bar.
You know what I always think when I see a guy like Tommy, especially if he's in a hat at a younger person's bar? I know the owner. Or like, I know that he's I know the fill in the blank guy, and that's why he's there.
Yeah, we used to be business partners.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play golf together.
Look, I mean, you know, Kimmy, you bring up, both of you guys bring up the going to the bar that has traditionally older people.
Yeah.
But even the older set bar can easily become a younger set bar.
It can flip fast.
Yes, when 20-somethings decide that's where they want to set up for the night. And what's weird is it doesn't go the other way. It kind of feels like on nights like tonight, every bar gets younger because there are so many kids that come home from like college or out of town working their jobs, right? But you never see a younger bar all of a sudden 20 Tommies show up, 20 me's, 20 you's, Kimmy show up. And like, we're going to take this bitch over. Party rock is in the
But I wonder if that younger set isn't going to the bars anymore because you were telling me that the kids don't drink like they used to.
Well, I mean, they don't drink compared to the way we did. But
for something
drink.
Like this, yeah they're going to be out.
Well, because the problem is this, and the reason why it's such a popular night, beside the day off tomorrow, beside everybody home, there aren't really other options to see everyone you want to see.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you come, you know, somebody comes home from out of town.
Right.
Are you going to ask your mom and dad if your friends can come over and drink in the garage?
No, that sucks.
You got to go out.
Yeah.
Right?
It's more fun to go out where the girls are and have fun.
Where the girls are?
Yeah. Check out the local talent. Check out the honeys.
Who are you?
I talk about the kids that are home. They're not going to want to hang with you. They're going to go over to the tailors.
This is weird that came out of your mouth.
I know. Where the girls are.
Let's go check out the guy. I'm a girl watcher. My.
What, these boys aren't going to look at the skirts?
Fairport Distillery. Check it out.
Right? Am I wrong?
I'm not saying a word.
What is it wrong to say boys want to go where girls are?
I'm going
to
keep making guttural noises.
And maybe where boys are and girls are, everything's accepted.
252 to BCMF. I think you can make the argument, with tonight being the drinkinest night of the year and the age that is appropriate for you to be there. The only thing worse than not fitting in with the kids at the bar is actually fitting in with the kids at the bar. Because there are those men and women, Kimmy, that can go to the places that we're describing and have a good time.
Well, that's her old man.
But that's not a good thing, because when these...
It is for him. He's having
they get
fun.
Hurt and lose teeth.
Well, there's that. You're risking yourself. And to kind of touch on what we just talked about with Tommy, when you are accepted into that group of 20-somethings that are partying, they don't see you as a peer. They're making fun of you to your face without you realizing.
Okay.
And it can be really awkward to watch happen, because I think we've all either been a part of that happening at like a local bar or watched it happen from a distance where some like... booze bag 50-year-old man or woman hanging out with a bunch of, yeah, you know what I use? They're all like, yeah, keep going. You believe this psychopath? You believe this guy now?
Yeah, there's always going to be one or two guys that take it too far, and it's always a dad.
But, like, don't think that they're accepting you. They're making fun of you to your face. Please listen to me when I tell you.
I'm on the good one.
You're not, though. You're not.
I think I am.
No. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us, just go have a drink where you used to back in the day. It's a place you feel most comfortable, and that place where everyone will have old memories coming back. No, it's not the issue we're talking here. Because, you know, kind of to the point you made about our mutual friend who went to Miami.
Yeah.
You think walking into that bar from back in the day will be a blast from the past. But walking into that bar that you went to when you were in your 20s, will just make you realize how old you've gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only going to upset you because it's probably not going to be exactly the same as you remember it. There's probably new people working there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as long as you're willing to accept that it could be different, but I don't think a lot of people are going into it with that mentality.
Mm. And there are so few bars that are still around from 20, 30, 40 years ago.
They may have changed hands, right? Even though it's the same name, you know, there's going to be some
different
differences.
Vibe, man.
Well, like the place that we would go hang when I was a kid was it was McGregor's in Gates.
Yeah.
It was right along the train station. It was the old train station.
Yeah.
And that is not a bar anymore.
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
Is it anything?
I have no idea. But like, I would love to go in and have a drink.
I remember
going
to that place.
Man, that was a disaster and a half. I had this idiot, drunk buddy.
Oh.
And when I say drunk, I'm not talking about you, and I'm not talking about like he was drunk. I mean like he was just a consistent level of drunk.
Yeah.
So the train tracks that ran
behind it, right?
Yeah, it was an old train station, so the tracks were literally right next to the outdoor seating area, and there was nothing keeping you from the train tracks, right? And like there would be a time every night between midnight and 2 where a train or two would come by. And this idiot would take pitchers of beer, glass pitchers, and chuck them at moving train.
I'd be afraid the guy pulls the train over. Hey!
Got it.
Knock it off.
No, but like...
Well, they pull it over like 5 miles north.
Every single time we'd be like, you do realize not only are you, they're going to find out you're doing this one day, the glass will come back and hit us and they'll be, no. So if we heard a train coming, we would have to hide a pitcher. And there was one night where the train's coming, we have a hold of the pitcher.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to throw it. He goes inside, grabs an empty pitcher off a stranger's table, comes out like he's Josh Allen running towards the thing, and chucks it like a cork. Smashes everywhere.
The memories.
That's what you get to deal with 20-somethings when you go out drinking at the wrong spot tonight. So just pick the right spot.
All right.
Or stay home. And be safe. Be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. Mm.